From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Friday, January 13th. The Federal Communications Commission released a new broadband map in December. That map will determine how the federal government awards over $40 billion of broadband infrastructure improvement funding. NSPR's Jamie Jiang reports.
Local governments are working to improve the map to more accurately reflect broadband availability in their jurisdiction. That includes some North State counties. If you're a resident of Yuba County, for example, officials want you to help improve the FCC broadband map. According to the Yuba County webpage, residents are encouraged to search an address on the broadband map and correct the service availability or location information. These simple corrections can help the county get better broadband access to rural areas, says Yuba County Broadband Project Manager Ian Scott.
Our intent is to ensure that we're able to maximize the grant funding that we're able to ultimately receive to deliver as much broadband deployment as we can for our residents.
The more accurate the map, the more grant funding rural counties can claim to implement better broadband infrastructure. In the North State, where emergency communications are a top priority, funding for broadband is especially important. Yuba County, for example, had a busy fire season in 2022, followed by a bout of powerful storms this winter. Scott says some of the county's own maps show the areas most impacted by wildfires overlap with areas with the least broadband access. Yuba County will work especially hard to improve infrastructures in those areas, Scott says. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.
Despite the torrential rains that have pummeled communities across the state, experts say almost half of California is still in a severe drought. CalMatters environment reporter Alistair Bland explains.
While the rainfall has been very beneficial by helping refill some reservoirs, overall it's fallen too quickly for us to capture and store it all. Some reservoirs have even had to release water so they don't get overfilled, which can be dangerous if another large storm system arrives in the coming months. And while reservoirs are really important for storing water, snowpack can be more important, and the good news is we already have twice the average snowpack for this time of year. While we're off to a good start, some experts say a single winter probably can't end this drought, but we should have a better sense of where we stand by April.
That's CalMatters' Alistair Bland. As winter storms move through the state, power outages and flooding can make it hard for families to get and preserve food. For the California Report, KQED's Carlos Cabrera Lomelí reports that for families on CalFresh, help is available.
State officials say families who get CalFresh benefits can apply for replacement funds on their EBT card if their food was lost or destroyed due to a misfortune or a disaster. And this year's winter storms qualify. To apply for replacement funds, contact your CalFresh case manager and let them know what happened. Your county will then reach out to verify your situation. But make sure you act quickly. You only have 10 days after losing your food to request these funds. For the California Report, I'm Carlos Cabrera Lomelí.
The IRS is offering a tax reprieve for California residents who've been caught up in the storms. If you live in or own a business in one of the federally declared disaster areas, you're getting an extra month to file your taxes, and that includes payments. You now have until May 15th to file individual returns, as well as various business returns. Check the IRS website to see if your county is covered, but many are. The National Weather Service says the next in a series of storms will move in today, bringing valley rain and significant mountain travel impacts that will continue through the weekend. Heavy rain and thunderstorms may bring renewed flooding tomorrow. Additional storms are expected early next week. Even in the midst of all this rain, winemakers and grape growers are worried about what wildfire smoke from next fire season will do to their wine. We again turn to the California Report. KQED's Daniel Venton listened in as experts discuss solutions.
As wildfires have multiplied in intensity, so has the threat to local agriculture and those who rely on it for work. UC Vineyard advisor Chris Chen says the best time to think about preventing fires is when they're still months away.
Even though we're getting, you know, record-breaking amounts of rain and flooding in California, that the smoke and fire season is around the corner. And, you know, every year we have fire, grapes, especially wine grapes, take a huge hit. They lose a lot.
While vines can be very effective fire breaks, the damage the fires cause means it'll be years before grapes can grow there again. Chen and colleagues are working to find ways to reduce fire and smoke risk to vineyards. One tip he talked about was that retaining forested lands near vineyards and managing them for fire resilience can have a dual benefit. They can reduce fire intensity and limit smoke taint damage from wildfires.
So it acts as a kind of a filter before the smoke hits the whatever crop that you're producing that may be negatively impacted by the smoke.
It's like how a marsh can catch excess water and reduce flooding, an analogy that's on many people's minds right now as the region weathers a string of storms with more on the horizon. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.
And finally, 3 million adults in California have diabetes and are insulin dependent. In the past 20 years, the price of insulin has risen by more than 600%. California Attorney General Rob Bonta yesterday announced the state will sue 3 drug manufacturers and 3 pharmacy benefit managers over the cost.
These 6 companies are complicit in aggressively hiking the list price of insulin at the expense of patients. Again and again, they do this.
The drug manufacturers are Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi. The pharmacy benefit managers are CVS Caremark, Express Scripts, and Optum Rx. Bonta says a vial of insulin costs only a few dollars to manufacture, but is sold for $300. A 2021 study found insulin prices in the U.S. are 10 times higher than in most other countries. And those are your headlines for Friday, January 13th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Headlines will be off on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll return on Tuesday. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.